Hello, and welcome to the CLD Research Briefs podcast, where we spotlight exceptional scholarship in the field of learning disabilities. Today, we're speaking with Dr. Soo-Young Park, Assistant Professor of Special Education at the University of Central Florida. Dr. Park is the recipient of the 2024 CLD Must Read Article Award for her work in Learning Disabilities Quarterly, titled Four Best Practices for Meta-Analysis, a Systematic Review of Methodological Rigor in Mathematics Interventions. We began by asking Dr. Park to share what inspired this study and the goals behind it.
The purpose of this systematic review is to evaluate the methodological rigor in meta-analysis focused on mathematic intervention. For the last couple of years, our team has been investigating the current status of meta-analysis, specifically focused on students with mathematical learning disabilities or difficulties.
Her study builds on prior work by refining how we evaluate the quality of meta-analyses in special education, especially in math interventions for students with or at high risk of disabilities. Next, we asked about the most important findings and what they reveal about current practices in research.
We discussed four best practices to consider when conducting meta-analysis in mathematic intervention. These best practices include handling dependent effect sizes, conduct moderator analysis, addressing small sample correction, and addressing publication bias.
Dr. Park's findings emphasize how decisions of methodology impact the reliability of conclusions drawn from meta-analyses and what researchers can do to improve. So what does this mean for the field? We asked Dr. Park to elaborate on the broader significance of her work.
Meta-analysis is an essential area of research given its role in identifying evidence-based practices for students with disabilities. So it is critical for researchers who conduct and apply findings from meta-analysis to understand the role that methodological rigor plays in interpreting research. We urge researchers to consider the recommendations we have outlined. And finally, given the evolving nature of meta-analysis methodology, we recommend that special education researchers continuously seek updated guidance on best practices.
Her message is very clear. High-quality meta-analyses help inform the policies and practices that shape instruction for students with disabilities. Before wrapping up, we asked Dr. Park to share why she values being part of the Council for Learning Disabilities.
I strongly recommend CLD to join in the field of learning disability. It is a great research community that cultivates collaboration, mentorship, and professional growth. CLD offers programs such as the Readership Institute, Leadership Academy, and through these opportunities, I have built a strong professional network, received mentorship from leading experts, and worked on special projects with my cohort.
Whether you're a graduate student or seasoned scholar, CLD offers opportunities to learn, lead, and connect. Thank you to Dr. Soo-Young Park for sharing her research and insights. To read her award-winning article and learn more, please visit the CLD website or head directly to Learning Disability Quarterly.